5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another beautiful, beautiful day. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's the 3 o'clock check-in with your favorite host, Juma Saleem from the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast. As always, it's such an honor and a pleasure to have you in this hour so that we can kick it. As always, our first order of business is prayer, and then we're going to jump into the weather early because our social conversation for today is going to be exciting. Before I say anything else, I want to give you the opportunity to check out this scripture that has been on my heart for the last 3 weeks, Galatians 6:9, King James Version, if you will. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm going to just let that sizzle for a second.
Your number one radio.
Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. No matter what your circumstance looks like right now, you cannot faint. Oh, we're going to get started early today. That is Galatians 6:9 King James Version. In your spare time, please go and read that. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. For on this day, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, your grace is unmatched. Your love is unconditional, and your favor has no boundaries. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for watching over us as we go out and as we come in. God, you deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. May the fruit of our lips always be a sweet-smelling fragrance unto you. There is nothing that you cannot do. And we'll be sure to give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It's Mind Shift Monday, and we're going to jump into the weather early because we have a social conversation that needs to be unpacked. In the Bahamas at 77 degrees, mostly cloudy. Nashville, Tennessee, 74 degrees, sunny. Clarksville, Tennessee, 76, sunny. Memphis, Tennessee, the M, 77 degrees, partly cloudy. Oak Grove, Kentucky, 76 degrees, sunny. St. Louis, 76 degrees, strong winds. Charlotte, North Carolina, the QC, the Queen City, 71 degrees, partly cloudy. Salisbury, North Carolina, the home team, 70 degrees, partly cloudy. Statesville, North Carolina, the home team, 69 degrees, partly cloudy. Raleigh, North Carolina, that's right, Raleigh, 55 degrees, partly cloudy and strong winds. Be careful out there, Raleigh. Columbia, South Carolina, 74 degrees, sunny. Charleston, South Carolina, 73 degrees, partly cloudy. And that is the Roar of Judah weather report. Well, tribe, you know what that means. Let's go to work. It's Mind Shift Monday. And today's social conversation and segment is entitled The Art of Affliction. For the person in the back, get your notes ready. For the person in the front, pay attention. Today's title is The Art of Affliction. What you need to understand is that affliction serves as a part of a program inside of God's character development process. Our character is being refined and strengthened through our afflictions. God allows afflictions in our lives to build our character. I want you to understand that there is nothing that God does not see or know. So whatever you may be facing, whether good or bad, God sees all. Before we go any further, I want to give you a little bit of context before we jump into our social conversation. Did some research. The word art, defined in Webster's Dictionary, entry 1-4, skill acquired by experience, study, or observation. Now, when I did some cross-referencing, in the thesaurus, art is defined by an occupation requiring skillful use of the hands. In the Kids Dictionary of the Webster's, the word affliction is something that causes pain and unhappiness. And then when we go to the grown folks edition of the word affliction, it is a cause of persistent pain or distress, great suffering. A state of great suffering of the body or the mind. Now, you know that I have to back this up with scripture. Before I get into those scriptures, let me remind you of the story of Job. Job was minding his business. I'm going to say it again. Job was minding his business, and God allowed the enemy to do some things. In Psalms 34:19, King James Version, if you will, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Job, again, was minding his business. He had it all. And an affliction came upon him so great that it caused suffering. He ripped his clothes. But the one thing that he never did was he never stopped praising God, even in his affliction. Oh, my. We got a great show lined up today. Buckle your seatbelt. It's about to go down. We'll be right back. What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar of Judah Radio Show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We're talking about the art of affliction. And I left off talking about Job's story. Job's story is one of the greatest stories in the Bible. And that's just my opinion. But when you think about the depth of the story, it is uniquely sound and also eye-catching if you study and you meditate on it. Because in 2 Corinthians 4:17, King James Version, it says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." You might have missed that. You might have missed that. For our light affliction. Maybe Job knew something that we didn't know in that moment. Because you have to remember, he did say, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." Don't get me started. Again, 2 Corinthians 4:17, King James Version, if you will, "For our light affliction." Whatever you're going through, It's light. It is light in comparison to what God has for you in the eternal weight of glory. You got to understand what the scripture is saying, that the affliction is light and it's only for a moment, and it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That means that whatever you're facing or whatever you're going through now has no comparison to the glory later on. Don't get me started. I'm just saying. Again, Job was minding his business. And the reason why the art of affliction was put on my heart is because what I understand is that today, in today's society, we don't want the bad. Oh my gosh, here we go. We don't want the bad news. We don't want the bad stuff. We want life to be peaches and cream all the time. We want prosperity gospel. We want cars, houses, jewelry, clothes. We want all these things. But you have to understand that trials and tribulations, suffering, and all of that is part of the process. I'm gonna say it again. It's part of the process, no matter if you like it or you don't. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33, King James Version. That is Christ talking. So if Christ is telling you that in the world you shall have tribulation and be of good cheer, he knows something that we don't know. You have to remember that we are still going through the process. We are still going through the journey. Christ sits at the right hand of the throne. I'm going to say it again. Christ sits at the right hand of the throne. Psalms 119:71, King James Version, if you will. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. And when I looked up the word statutes, it's laws, it's governance. The kingdom of God is our governance. And we have to abide by the statutes of the kingdom. And the song says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. If we don't go through anything, how can we give God the praise? Listen, don't get me. Holy Spirit, you work this thing. If we do not go through anything, how do we give God the praise? What are we giving God the praise for if we don't go through anything? If we don't experience any hardships or trials or tribulations or sufferings or afflictions? God wants the praise. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8:18, King James Version. I need you to hear me very clearly. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We are being refined. I need you to hear me. We are being refined in the fire as we go through. We're just passing through the fire. I need somebody to write that down. I am just passing through the fire. Too often, Holy Spirit, you work. Too often, we feel as though we are stuck in the fire. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Even if we were stuck in the fire, he is in the fire with us. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego is a story that we can relate with. That if we are willing to go to the fire, despite what we may feel or think, he will be with us in the fire. We are being refined. We will come out of the fire unharmed, but better. Woo, write that down. I am going through the fire unharmed, but better. God has the perfect plan. He knows exactly what we need and how we need it. I want you to understand, Again, Job's story is significant because Job was minding his business. Have you ever noticed that life would just be going good and out of nowhere, I mean, all hell will break loose? And you have to remember that even in Job's story, as he was minding his business, God allowed affliction to come. I need you to understand life will not be easy. But that does not mean that you cannot press forward and still give God what he is due. I want to go back to the character development program that God has initiated for our lives so that he can get the glory out of our afflictions. Did some research. Character development. Affliction molds our character. It shapes us into the individuals who we are today. We are more resilient. We know how to persevere, and we have empathy. Our trials teach us patience and humility and compassion for others that we may see on our journey who may be suffering. We cannot forget that we're not the only ones suffering on this journey called life. Another reason that God allows affliction is so that we can have a dependency on him and no one else. Our afflictions remind us of our need for God. I need you to write that down. My hardships remind me that I need God. When we are faced with trials beyond our control, we learn how to surrender to God's will. I need you to hear me. When we face trials beyond our control, we learn how to surrender to God's will. I need you to write that down. Despite my trials, I will surrender. For the person in the back, write that down. Despite my trials, I will surrender. One of the things that we cannot forget in this process, this character development program, is that our affliction causes spiritual growth. It deepens our faith and it builds our relationship and trust in God. In moments of despair, we must seek his presence. I mean, we must seek him with our entire being. Our faith is strengthened. We cannot face adversity without putting our hope in God. You're not hearing me right now. This character development program and process that God has for us, it challenges us in ways that we did not see. Job did not see what was coming, but yet he trusted in God. Afflictions somehow change our priorities and it changes our focus. Oh my gosh. Listen to me. Write that down. My afflictions changes my focus and my priorities. My afflictions change my focus and priorities. Because when we have afflictions, our focus has to be shifted from the temporary things into that relationship. It brings us back to our relationship with God. We can never get away from our relationship with God. Our dependency is on him. It shows us truly what we value. When we have affliction, our affliction shows us what we trust, what we value, and it teaches us more about discerning, how to discern during these light afflictions. It's Mind Shift Monday, and I know this is a little weighty, but you need this on your journey. God gets the glory through our testimonies. Again, if we do not have afflictions, how can we have anything to testify about? I don't think y'all ready for this today. If we do not have afflictions, if we do not have suffering, if we do not have sickness, what are we testifying about the goodness of God about? Afflictions transform our trials into victorious stories. And it speaks highly about God's grace, his favor, and his mercy. The only way that we are even able to overcome the adversity in our lives is through faith. Our afflictions causes us to have a testimony. We become living, breathing, workable pieces of art that God can put on display. When we go through our light afflictions, we have the opportunity to encourage others who may be facing similar challenges.
You're number one radio.
We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. Oh my God. Love that song. Listen, it's Mind Shift Monday, and we're talking about the art of affliction. You know, during my life, the course of my life, when I look back, and I mean when I look back, all the way back, I realized that every heartbreak, every hardship, every trial, every tribulation was preparation for God's greater purpose for my life. Whew, I need you to hear me. Everything that you've been through, everything, you have to remember that God wastes nothing. The betrayal had a greater purpose. The divorce had a greater purpose. Your mother not being in your life had a greater purpose. Your dad not being in your life had a greater purpose. There is no affliction that God does not know about. Each affliction that you have encountered in your life has prepared you for what God has ordained for your life. We need to understand that we are being equipped for something greater ahead. How can you lead someone out of the darkness if you don't go through the process? It reminds me of the story of Harriet Tubman. How could she go back to help others if she first did not get free herself? Oh my gosh. Listen to me. It's Mind Shift Monday, and we're talking about the art of affliction. Harriet Tubman could not help other people be free had she not got free herself. So every trial, every heartbreak, every part of her story had a greater purpose. And what I'm saying to you is this: if you're going to be used, because I know deep within your heart you want to be used by God, if you want to be used, you first must go through the hardships, the afflictions of life, so that you have the experience. The definition said hands-on experience, so that you can help others get free. You're not hearing me right now. I know it sucks. I know that you may have light afflictions in your body, light afflictions in your mind, light afflictions in your heart, but it is for a greater purpose. Press forward. Keep moving forward. These trials are equipping you with the wisdom, the compassion, the resilience necessary to fulfill the calling on your life and make an impact on those who may be stuck in bondage. Oh my gosh, listen to me. We are being refined. We are being purified, and we're being transformed. Write that down. I am being refined, purified, and transformed. Oh my goodness. This journey is short, but on this journey, we can make great impact if we are willing to go through the character development process that God has set up for each one of us, not only as individuals, but as a collective. Our faith and our relationship is important, not only with God, but with each other. I want to take you back just for a moment to 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at these things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for these things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I need you to hear me. What you're going through, what you've been through, what you will come to is far more weighty in the eternal than it is in the here and the now. Despite the storms of life, you have to understand there's hope in God's promises, and He hears every single cry, every single heartbreak. He hears all. And He promises to deliver us from every affliction. You cannot forget that God sees all and that He promises to never leave us or forsake us. He knows what we're going through. We must not forget that enduring hardships teaches us how to weather the storms of life. It was Paul who spoke on 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18. And it's a constant reminder that everything that we go through in life that's not our taste is temporary. Every trial, every tribulation has the power and the potential to cause us to grow if we are patient with the process. That's the main thing. We cannot be too hasty. It is why the scripture says, be anxious in nothing. And we must learn to count everything as joy. God is working on your story. He is working on your story in a way that you don't even comprehend. What has been written for you cannot be unwritten. So it is better for you to go through it and not get stuck in it. I need you to write that down. I will go through it and not get stuck in it. You cannot forget that God has a greater purpose for whatever you may be facing. The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. God is shaping you into the vessel that He needs for His divine purpose. Oh my gosh. I need you to hold on to that. You are being shaped and molded. We'll be right back.
Your number one radio.
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Mind Shift Monday, and we're talking about the art of affliction. I want to pause for just a second and take a step back. I want to say this. I grew up in a very small city. And when I look back over my life, I never imagined that I would be where I am now. Life was so blurry. I need to share that with you. Sometimes life can be blurry, but God has perfect vision. Oh my, Holy Spirit, you do what you do. Through our eyes, life can be so blurry, but God has perfect vision for your story. We cannot forget that we must cling to the promises that are anchored in the scriptures. This is why it's so important that we get into His word and we spend time. We don't just read it to be reading. No, we sit and soak in His word. I need you to write that down. I will soak in his word. Oh my gosh, Holy Spirit, you are doing it today. I will soak in his word. In Psalms 30 and 5, it assures us that we may weep in the night of affliction. Joy awaits us in the morning. Here's the key. We cannot grow weary in well-doing. Again, that scripture has saturated me for the last 3 weeks. And whenever I am facing a difficult decision, whenever I am facing a hardship, some suffering, some affliction, some sickness, that scripture seems to come up out of the heart of who I am. And it reminds me in the moment that I cannot grow weary in well doing. Affliction is necessary for growth. Holy Spirit, I heard that. Thank you. Write that down. Affliction is necessary for growth. If you do not have any affliction, how will you testify to the goodness of who God is? Affliction is necessary for growth. God has a redeeming power. I'm going to say it again. God has a redeeming power that transforms our trials and our stories and testimonies into something that is so far greater, and he gets the glory from it. I know that he gets the glory from my story. The work that he has done in my life, I cannot take the credit. In the face of adversity, in Isaiah 43 and 2, it assures us that God, his presence is unwavering. And that when we pass through the waters of affliction, or we walk through the fiery trials of tribulation, he is with us, and nothing will harm us. For his hand is always with us. I need you to hear me very carefully. I want to go back to that thing that the Holy Spirit just gave me. Affliction is necessary for growth. I believe that it is very difficult to have change. Hear me out. To have change without affliction. I'm saying that from experience. In my life, things didn't change until I had massive amounts of affliction, suffering, great suffering. And in that great suffering and affliction, my mind was renewed to where the affliction was so great that I wanted to change. Oh my God. Have you ever had some suffering so great that you cried out and asked God to take it away? Instead of God taking it away, whatever your situation was, he got into the situation with you. Yeesh. You're not hearing me. God will meet you where you are. I don't care where you are. He will meet you where you are. If you're lost in a dark alley, he'll meet you there. Wherever you may be in your story, he will meet you there. All you have to do is surrender. All you have to do is say, yes, Lord. That is the call that you need to send out. You know, in the Batman story, when they put the little light up in the sky and it'd be the bat symbol, they know that, hey, if he sees this, he's coming to rescue us. God operates the same way. But he needs your yes. He needs your yes. He will not force his way into your life. And what you have to understand, and what has been so misleading, is that when you give your life to Christ, when you come into the fold, when you step into the kingdom, that everything is going to be different. Actually, you will suffer more. you will be persecuted more. That is his promise. That's in his word. But he will give you the strength to endure. And that's the difference. You need strength to endure on this journey. Again, Psalms 34:19, King James Version, if you will. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Tribe, I love you. Life is full of afflictions, but keep pressing forward. You are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Hey, tribe, until we meet again, one love.